How he was able to bring the Indians safely back is a tale still told by the Athabascas around the campfire. Today, the rapids are known as the Miconaree Rapids. The Indians celebrated for 3 days, at the end of which the missionary held his first service, accompanied by the grunts of satisfaction from the whole tribe. All went well for many moons, but dark days were on the way, and there was another test to pass for Billy Rufus. One summer and one autumn, there had been poor fishing and hunting, the cache were empty, and almost nothing had come up from Edmonton. The yearly supplies for the missionary, bacon, beans, tea, coffee, and flour, had been stolen by a band of hostile Indians. Billy Rufus had shared with the Athabascas the very last things he had jealously reserved for the darkest days: tinned meat, dry fruit, biscuits. But meal after meal, there was no food left. When famine came to the doors of the settlement, Silver Tassel spread ill feelings among the tribe again.
"What manner of great spirit is it who lets the food of Oshodonto fall into the hands of enemies?"
he asked, and continued,
"If the white man's great spirit can do all things, let him give Oshodonto and the Athabascas food."
Although Billy Rufus had acted as a doctor, lawyer, judge, as well as priest, he knew that the Indians' conversion was superficial and depended much on his personal influence on them. One man, two children, and three women died in a few days. The stormy weather had been going on for weeks. He didn't want to think what might happen. Knife in the Wind looked very worried. So Billy decided that he would go through the storm to the nets that had been set in the lake before the bad weather began. But when he asked for volunteers, everybody kept silent. Then Knife in the Wind spoke.
"Oshodonto will die if he goes. It is a fool's journey. Does the wolf walk into an empty trap?"
But Silver Tassel suggested,
"Let Oshodonto's great spirit carry him to the nets alone, and back again with fish for the heathen that the great chief died to save."
Billy Rufus knew that a man alone could not handle the boat and the nets. He looked at the tribe in contempt. Finally, Wingo said,
"I will come with you."